are too committed to leave me. Oh, Jesus, you are too consistent to leave me halfway. Yeah. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail.
Indeed, he's too consistent to fail us, too faithful to disappoint us. A very good morning to every one of you tuned in and listening to Home Affairs. My name is Adam Knight Tay. It's always beautiful, always a pleasure. My team and I are privileged to be the ones serving you family lessons every morning when the day is called Saturday. Thank you for being our guest. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for propelling us. Thank you for believing in what we do. And we are even more grateful to God that are waking up every Saturday morning and coming here, and you being up is not in vain because of all the beautiful testimonies we get. And to all our guests, the very regular ones, the ones who visit. Hey, what is Home Affairs without you people? God bless you for us. Oh. This morning, I want to remind you of some affirmations you can make to yourself. Remember, you are worthy. Yes, you are allowed to struggle. You're allowed to talk. You're not alone. What happened to you was not your fault. This too shall pass. Remember, you deserve to take up spaces. It is okay if all you did today was just breathe. You deserve to be loved and treated well. You are not a mistake. You are not fundamentally flawed. You don't need permission to exist. All of your feelings are valid. Remember that. It's okay to have a bad day, to have a bad week, or a bad month. It's fine. Remember that your healing is not linear. It can be very complicated and messy. But every day you make a stride towards your ultimate healing, be proud of yourself. You are allowed to ask for help. Why not? It's okay not to know what you need. You deserve to heal and to feel better. See, you have the right to be heard and to be taken seriously. You do. And yes, it's okay not to be okay. If you are not okay, it's okay. You don't have to be okay with everything. And you are enough. You are enough. If you don't remember anything at all, remember that you are enough. Home Affairs is brought to us by Amasha Partners Limited and iCare. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. Dano Milk, choose tasty milk. Choose Dano Milk. Choose Dano Milk. Dano Milk, go for it. And Sankofa Natural Spices. DDEA. Thank you all very much for banking on Home Affairs. But hey, let me tell you, today is week 5 of our singles, you know, series. Right from the beginning, I think a month into, you know, July, we started the singles series and we have had series of conversations. This morning, though, we are going to be talking about why people develop cold feet when they're inching close. You're getting close and then all of a sudden you begin to wonder, hey, am I doing the right thing? Should I go on? Should I not go on? And sometimes you'd realize that, oh, the phone calls begin to reduce. The text messages don't come as much. And you're wondering, you're developing cold feet. What really could be going through your mind? Is it okay? Is it valid if you begin to develop cold feet? Must you let it linger on? What really is it? Is it a sign that you're going into the wrong place? What is it if you're, I mean, what do you make of it if you are developing cold feet? And do you also communicate to your partner or your would-be partner that it looks like I am developing cold feet. I don't know if I want to go on or not. How do you handle some of these things? And trust me, they happen every single time. So it's a very valid conversation. This will be the last but one conversation we are going to have ahead of our, you know, big breakfast meeting. We have the singles breakfast meeting, which is part of the Joy FM Family Forum, coming up on the 12th of August 2023. That's not the following Saturday, but the one that comes after it. We have 2 weeks to go, so it gives you and I the time to plan, to prepare, to be able to have that very, very, very big conversation that we are planning to have. Now, it's not just going to be, you know, conversation. We want to have it in a very beautiful atmosphere, a very beautiful environment. So we are going to the Best Western Hotel. Best Western Plus Hotel is Anungwa. Listen, when you're coming, just prepare that you're going to stay there the whole day. Because after the meeting, we are done around 10, thereabouts. After the meeting, the place is so serene. It's so beautiful. There's a pool. You're seated by the beach. I mean, their food is very affordable. It's a place that you can actually stay the whole day without realizing that time is going. If you want to catch me, you know, sometimes you should come there. I am always there. So we will be there. And when you're coming, like I said, plan to stay there the whole day. If you're coming with your, you know, would-be partner, it's a good place to have, to begin to have the conversations that we will be encouraging you to have right from the place. And all you need for that day is 150 CDC if you're coming alone, because you're going to be enjoying breakfast, very good breakfast in the morning while we have the meeting. There'll be giveaways from our sponsors. We're going to have, you know, you're going to network, proper networking. Our counselors are going to be there. You get to have one-on-one conversations with them. So it's a good time, you know, a good way to spend your Saturday, especially Saturday morning, actually, because we're not going to be there the whole day, but you can choose to be there the whole day. If you're planning to get married, that is where you have to be, because every conversation, just think about it, we're going to make time to have it. And we have our two special guest speakers. They are ready. They have all confirmed. Uncle Ibu White and then Reverend Mrs. Rita Crunchy Ankara. They are our guest speakers. And then we will zoom into our big panel conversations where everything you need to know comes up. Lea Pencil is here with me in the studio and he is going to be there on the 12th of August. Lea Pencil, I'm told that you have a lot of engagements that day, but we too, we were part of your engagements. we are taking our part. Well, good morning and welcome.
Thank you.
We are taking our part. And see, Lea Pencil never fails us, so we are counting on that. Kobina Atabedu is going to join us that day. Mama T will be there. Ariel, the wellness coach, will be there. We are still having, I mean, a lot of people will be there, right? Dr. Sepoga will be there as well. And so every area that needs to be touched, we are going to go into those areas. Talk about health and wellness. Let's talk about, you know, friends, family, and societal intrusions. We are going to be there. Uncle Boy is going to be handling the topic. How ready or how prepared are you for a fulfilling sexual journey? We're going to have that conversation. So how ready are you? Mama Rita will be talking about headship and submission, that whole confusion around it before you get into marriage. We're going to have that conversation. And then we will talk about all the other things, the red flags. We're talking about family, talk about the children, talk about money, anything that you need to know. And come with your questions as well, because we're going to have all of them answered. And so you want to start sending your, I mean, we have had quite a number of registrations. We're planning to seat just 100 people, you know, just 100 people. And we have quite a number of them already. We have limited seats. And so 059-288-9986. 059-288-9986 is the number to send your WhatsApp or your message to. You want to do that right now, this morning. 059-288-9986, so that we can reserve a seat for you and also prepare for you. So please send your messages and your WhatsApp calls. Please don't call me. The phone is right here with me. I am on air. So just send a message to the phone. Just send a message to the phone and we will call you back with all the other details. Just don't call it right away. After the show, you can call me. I will answer. But right now, you can just drop a message and say that you're going to be there, because it's a place you have to be. And we have some of our very good friends supporting us on this journey. Ship Healthcare, Niche, Goba Kente, Best Western Plus Hotel, and Marie Noel's Spa and Salon. They are all on board. They have giveaways for you, and we're going to have a very good time. I am looking forward to it. And so we invite all of you to be there. Even if you're married, right, and you still want to come and learn a little bit, you can still come. I mean, it's open. You can still come, but the focus is on people who are planning to get married, or you're single, you haven't met anybody yet, you still want to equip yourself with that knowledge. We are inviting you to be there. And then we are also going to be talking to some of our supporters this morning, you know, so you know what they do, and then you can anticipate what is going to be happening on the day. But this morning, though, our conversation. Okay, Daniela, could you please come for the phone? I think that my audience, they won't stop calling the number. So please come for it, and then you will be able to answer them in the background. This morning, we're going to have a conversation on why do people develop cold feet during, I mean, before the wedding. Before you realize, people are beginning to drag their feet. They are developing cold feet, and you're wondering why. We will be right back to delve into that conversation.
Yamvita is fortified with Nutri-V, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, calcium, and iron, for your baby's healthy growth. A delicious way to grow. This advert is FDA approved.
If you get LPG, let me see your hand. Ooh, I got it.
Ah, Mr. Menu, I'm not happy with you, Cry.
Oh, landlord, eh? What is it?
Me, what is the problem? How can you allow your wife cook with charcoal and firewood? Don't you know smoke is harmful to your wife? Ah, don't you have gas?
Oh, landlord, me, I've been using charcoal since. Oh.
Ah, you're not current at all. Now, every Ghanaian uses gas, because it's safe and convenient. Just one matchstick, pa, and you're good to go. Food cooks faster, and the taste is retained.
Hey, landlord, be that.
Eh, you think I'm joking, eh? New rule, no gas, no accommodation. Ah, even you just paid your rent, eh? And my friend, come for your money and leave my house.
Hey, landlord, if you make a mistake and you give me this money, eh, I'm not going to move. I'm going to buy gas.
Like you will see.
Don't be left out. LPG is safe and convenient. This campaign is brought to you by the National Petroleum Authority and supported by the Ministry of Energy and World Bank. Contact our toll-free number 080-012-3000 for more information.
Mampa cho mi pie meba sesie.
Wo hu se mi ye dwan ne wo se mi kokuru ma ba. Akagadru ne galet na ma wo hu ngwebu asanga no.
Chima ne ya na me hyehye minsa. Mi mpese bebubu.
Spices. Obia e natural.
Eno. Na me din sina abena wemu na nyim da
mi. Manka sa no ho. Mi so ntwi akagadru na galet nfa ma. Ne wemu na nyim da mi yo.
Na ntwi wala nnam bi so. Wo chu spices wa. Asanga
mi pe mi bi bia natural.
Ante sankofa natural spice. Ante nka. Outside the Maranka, some people made the night rising. Some copper night spices, and none of you so. And chilling him, preservatives in him, and young person, you came out of the dinner, what the year, Saturday, and Katin Katin, Bracket, or yet ever to be Yara.
Some copper natural spices.
So I'm not drunk as that. It will be the dominant to this year. This year, this year, membre,
may be natural.
Sankofa natural spices, proudly Ghanaian.
And Kratui FDA Apendo.
Hello, hello. Yeah, is it true that your Adansia 10 Dubai trip on Chartered Emirates flight is sold out?
Yeah, you heard right. All 250 seats to Dubai on 10th August are fully booked, but all hope is not lost. There are a few more seats on Emirates for 13th and 15th August departing to Dubai, with the rates starting at only $1,650.
Huh, great. I can't miss out on this fun trip. Are there any other combo trips?
Yes, we have few seats available on below exciting combo trips. Nairobi and Dubai with Doreen Andor, South Africa, Victoria Falls and Livingstone with Lexis Bill, Singapore, Bali and Malaysia cruise with Kwame Dadze, Kigali and Dubai.
Wait, how do I book now?
Just send hi to the WhatsApp number 0593-857-002 or call 0556-310-404 or visit adansetravels.com. All bookings from now till 25th July will get free pass to Adansi at 10 Gala Dinner in Accra.
Awesome.
It's a vibe.
In honor of Professor Amata Edu, Fifi Coleman Productions presents The Dilemma of a Ghost.
Eulalie, you've been drinking.
Yes.
Again, and on a Sunday morning.
And on Sunday. How dreadful.
I think some of my people are coming. Let me put the drink in a room for you.
Why?
I don't think they will approve.
Who married me? You or your goddamn people? Why didn't you tell them you promised me we'll have children when I was ready to have them?
They won't understand.
What else do they understand but your own savage customs and standards?
Oh, will you shut up? How much does an American Negro know?
You dare compare these bastards, these stupid, narrow-minded savages to us? Do you dare? Ouch!
Showing at the National Theatre on 29th July, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tickets are now selling at a cool 100 Ghana cedis. Simply dial *711*11*33# or visit fifikomanproductions.com.
This production is in honor of Professor Ama Atta Edu. May she rest in peace.
Hey, Miss Beloved, we are gathered here to join each other hand in hand. No more playing house, no. 'Cause I wanna make it real, do you understand? To have and to hold, until death do us part. No one, no one could ever interrupt the beats of our hearts, 'cause this is gonna last
forever.
That's Forever by R. Kelly. And that's our theme song for our event. I am excited. It's like I am the one who is going to learn to be married all over again. Let me make a confession. I love this song. It was supposed to be the song that I was going to use for my wedding march. Way back then. The song was on a CD and we had a Discman and gave to this friend of mine who was coming to perform it. He arrived that morning at the wedding And he had left the CD and the disc one in the taxi. So we couldn't use it. We had to resort to good old Blessed Assurance, which I didn't want. But yeah.
Down on my knees.
So that's our theme song for becoming Mr. and Mrs. coming up on the 12th of August. I am so fired up and looking forward to that meeting with every one of you. But right about now this morning, though, Lawyer Pencil, Ariel is on Zoom. Hi, Ariel. Good morning to you.
Hi, Adam.
How are you?
Good morning.
I know you gave yourself permission. I'm happy for you.
Greetings to DJ Black.
I wouldn't mind you. Anyway, this morning we're having a very simple conversation and we are asking, why do people develop cold feet when they're getting close to the wedding? Lawyer Pencil, why? I'm sure you've counseled a lot of people and you've had some of these experiences. What happens? What do they say? All of a sudden, I don't know whether I want to go on or not. And I know a few people who have ended up not going on because of how they were feeling. Not because the other person did something to them, but at some point in time, is it fear that grips them or they're just not sure? What really happens? Why do people develop cold feet?
I think we should be talking about cold feet in two senses.
Okay.
In one sense, we're talking about the kind of nervousness or anxiety that a person feels about getting into a marriage or a long-term commitment. And of course, that kind of nervousness has everything to do with the unknown, the unseen, the fact that the person cannot really tell how things are going to be 5 years, 10 years from now. And it's a normal kind of anxiety. It is very usual, and it happens because people care about things that they are investing in, and then they begin to weigh, how things are going to be. So that kind of anxiety, that kind of nervousness, that kind of cold feet, it can be warmed. In other words, your feet can become warm in the course of time by talking to people, other people who have been in that kind of institution, and that's one kind of nervousness. Then there's also this nagging feeling, this intuition that what I'm getting to, something is just not right. And that kind of feeling of intuition, that nagging feeling could be the signs of danger ahead. And it gives you the impression that, no, you mustn't go ahead at all. And that's the dangerous kind of intuition. I mean, that is to say, that nagging feeling. You see, it can happen that somebody's just getting into a marriage and everybody is happy for him or her except himself or herself. It's the kind of feeling that develops when people are being pressured. People are getting into a marriage for the wrong reasons. Somebody believes that she's of age and everybody is getting married, and therefore she must also marry. So therefore, the person has not really got into the whole idea of marrying. People are marrying people not because they love the person, but they want to have a child. And therefore, even without a feeling for that person, if she doesn't have a child, society will look at him or her in some terms. The kind of pressures that come to bear on people to get into marriage, not because they themselves feel happy about it. So therefore, all the smiles and everything that you see about their preparation, whatever, is being faked for someone's appreciation. So these two types of cold feet, like I've said, in the first instance, you can get over it. Investing in something and your anxiety about it and whatever, you can easily get over it because the fear of the unknown. But in the second kind of, I'm talking about the nagging feeling, that intuition that makes you know that something is wrong, you have to put a stop to it and reconsider your entire decision and choose whether you really want to go for it. In other words, consider your priorities. But the question that you asked about developing a cold feet, in other words, why do people develop cold feet? Somebody's getting into a marriage. He looks around. then marriages are breaking up all around you. And then you begin to wonder whether you're going to make a difference to that institution that you are also getting into. Because what you see is what you get at the end of the day. So you begin to wonder. But in the Ghanaian context, I have isolated one reason. I have mentioned it here before, that our sociologists or psychologists, I wouldn't know whether anybody wrote about it. But growing up as a Ghanaian, looking at my generation, my age, I'm talking about growing up, the family setup is always composed of a father and a mother. And we have the father who is almost always polygamous. He has how many wives, or rather, how many women with whom he has had children with? And he's got a wife with whom, in my case, we live with. Then I have a sister who looks at her father in a loving manner. But this same man, he sees his mother or her mother serve this man. I mean, I'm talking about our mothers really served our fathers in every respect, obedience, call it whatever. Meanwhile, notwithstanding what the mom does, you see the father running around, having children all over the place. Some of them are bold enough to marry two, they marry three, they have ordinance marriage, they've got how many children all over the place. So we have a young girl who's growing up. She sees her father doing this to the mom. She sees the mom doing everything that a husband is. And she grows up, and then she becomes a split personality. I'm using that expression advisedly. So when she gets a young man, she sees somebody like me. She sees me, she thinks she can love me, she thinks she can get along with me. But what is in her mind is what the father did to the mother. I begin to wonder, what is the magic about her that's going to make me different? So the fathers, they eat sour grapes, and their sons' teeth are set on edge. This is tamed, it's like an iron that is seared on the mind of this young man who's growing up. And then she begins to wonder, come on, what didn't my mother do for my father? And so even when she's making all those out of her, something in her mind tells her that, no, I'm not going to get it for real. And it's one big factor. See, nobody's talking about it. I've not seen any writer by any of our sociologists or our psychologists. But I'm telling you that 90% of the reason that we have for a lot of young women pulling out, not pulling out, like feeling reluctant, is that how am I going to get accepted? How am I going to get love? How am I going to get it differently from how my mother got it? And for me, it constitutes one major reason that an ordinary young woman in Ghana would feel a little hesitant about getting into this institution. That's my observation. Yes.
That's really very deep. That's really, really, really very deep. Thank you very much. Let me come to you, Ariel.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Good morning, Adam, again.
Good morning.
Good morning to our lovely listeners and DJ Black.
I'm not going down the DJ Black route with you. You're on your own.
Yeah, but Laya Pencil has hit on something that has made me reflective right now. What we see when we are growing up. You know, growing up, my father was polygamous. So I saw a lot of things. And I read a magazine that said, if your father was unfaithful, how can you trust another man? I'm just having a sudden reflective moment about that right now, but I'll just do my submission because I'm really thinking about so many things with what a lawyer shared about some of the things we see. And as I always say, what we see actually imprints on us, and that's what makes us make certain decisions. But getting the cold feet going into marriage are very normal things that happen to a lot of people, but there's a bigger side of that as well. And lawyer has shared a bit on it. The first thing I can tell when I hear people saying I was always worried when I was going to get married, first, it can be the event of the day. Now, the event of the day can be a very big event, and you're worried about if the day is going to go well, it's going to end well, and all that. Or sometimes the arguments during the preparation of the marriage. So before the marriage, there's a lot of things to talk about with your partner. There's arguments here. There's, I want this, I don't want that. Now the final day comes and then you are like, oh my, it's finally here. It can get you a bit anxious and worried. Then the second thing that can happen that gets people cold feet is the fact that you've ignored a lot of red flags, and it's just putting on you now that all these habits and things I ignored, I'm going to have to live with them for the rest of my life. And that commitment can really, really scare you. And that is where you're going to know that I've made a choice, and that choice comes with certain consequences, and I have to live with these consequences. That is the time that some people are like, ooh, I'm finally admitting or accepting or committing to this thing that I'm going to live with it for the rest of my life. And so on that day, a lot of people can even get emotional. Sometimes the crying we see is not just tears of joy. Sometimes it's tears of fear of the unknown, which is not normal, but it's normal because, yes, you don't know what the future is going to look like with this person and all the red flags you've ignored. And then lastly, the intuition one is key, because you know, your soul knows more about you than you know. And so if you're getting this gut feeling on the last day that makes you know that this is not right, then sometimes it may be right that what you're feeling is a genuine concern to look into. And if on that day, just like you said, some people withdraw, but maybe you didn't have the courage to withdraw, then it's something you have to look at and find what made me feel that this is not going to, end well or come out the way I want it to be. Why am I feeling anxious and worried and stuck at this moment that it is there? You can't run away from it. You need to come back to it. But what people do is after the marriage and the cost and the bills and all that, we ignore all that feeling and we forget to go back and work on them. But just like Lawyer said, it becomes imprinted on your mind that you know something was not right when you were committing to this thing. So if you don't go back to go and investigate it, find out what was it? What was I concerned about? Can it be worked on so that this thing will go smoothly? It means you just, swept it under the carpet, and it could come back again because it's gone into your subconscious and it's something you always expecting that, oh, I knew it. I said it. This was going to happen. It wasn't going to work. This guy is going to be like this, or this lady is going to be like this. And for the men, these things happen because both of you are going to lose the kind of freedom. There's some freedom you lose, whether you like it or not, when you're committed in a relationship or in a marriage. You lose some kind of freedom. Almost 90 or 80% of every decision you are making has to be a joint decision, has to be supported or approved or liked or endorsed. I can't find the right word, but it has to be something that your partner also, can associate with. And when the environment doesn't permit that so much, then on the last day when you're going to get married, it's like, oh, I'm not going to have the freedom to even do all these things anymore in my life. It can be scary. And so these are some of the things. But the important thing is, if you can't run away on that day, it's very important that when you get married, you go back, ask yourself, where was those things that got me worried on this final special day that I was supposed to be at peace and happy? And make sure you work on them. But consciously, we don't go back to it anymore. And it comes back to harm us in the relationship. Okay. And for me, I think when I was going into marriage, from what I saw, like Lawyer said, I had at the back of my mind somewhere that if your father was unfaithful, how can you trust another man? Just like I read in the magazine, it was normal to me that men will be unfaithful. You know, they would naturally be unfaithful. I think this is very important for us to note. How we see our parents' relationship is imprinted in our subconscious. It's imprinted as a pattern, and we need to consciously work on ourselves not to expect it or pre-prophesy it into our new relationships.
All right. Great points made over there. So, two questions on my mind. If you developed this cold feet, you know, now you've started the preparations, you're buying things, you haven't done the traditional wedding yet, and you're going through the processes, you are in counseling. And sometimes when you're in counseling,
a lot of things are revealed to you. So if you have very good counselors, they open your eyes and you begin to see things beyond what you know, you know. So if you begin to develop, you begin to come to all of these realizations, the things we are talking about, you have the fear of the unknown. Probably there are red flags you have ignored. You know, you have this nagging feeling or intuition that it probably isn't, you know, going to work well. Yes, because I care about what I'm going to invest in. And you have learned that marriage is a lifelong commitment, right? So all of these things are coming to you. And then, like you said, I mean, lawyer started mentioning it, your background experiences, they start playing and you are wondering, how different is mine going to be? Then all of a sudden, you realize that you're not too excited about taking the step anymore. When it is not about the fact that the person is not a good person, but it's just you going through all of these processes, what do you do? Do you go to have conversations with your partner and let them know that this is what you're going through and then you both work it through? Or you will have to sit still and work on your own self? Or is that where you open up to a professional counselor for you to start getting over these things? And also for me, if it gets to the point where you're so not sure after going through all of these processes, is it okay to say that I will not do it again and back off regardless of how your partner may be feeling? I will come to you, lawyer Pencil and Ariel, for answers to these questions. But right now, let me tell you,
beloved, we are gathered here.
That Adansi Travels at 10 anniversary trip is really vibing, and we can't thank you enough. Our chartered flight on Emirates is fully booked. Qatar and UAE combo and all Europe trips are also sold out. But there is still very good news. We have secured few seats on Emirates to Dubai, departing 13th and 15th with rates starting at only 1,650. I was going to say Ghana cedis, no, dollars per person. Don't laugh. 13th and 15th August, that's when you're departing, and it is 1,650 USD. Also available are the following exciting trips in August and September: Nairobi and Dubai with Dorinandos, South Africa, Victoria Falls and Livingston with Lexusville, Singapore, Malaysia and Indonesia with Kwame Dadzi, and West Africa road trip to Togo, Benin and Nigeria. You see, there's no excuse not to travel this summer. And oh, there is also the Kigali and Dubai trip with George Kui. Enjoy free pass to Adanse at 10 Gala Dinner in Accra if you book by the 25th of July. Just send hi to WhatsApp number 059-385-7002 or 055-631-0404. Numbers again, 059-385-7002 or 055-631-0404. Or visit adansetravels.com. Seats are limited. Grab yours now. Adanse at 10. It's a vibe. Feel life's beauty with us this summer. And for your eye care challenges, I urge you to look no further. Amasha Partners Limited and Eye Care has it all. Your eyes deserve the best care and quality designer eyeglasses, supply of designer frame side testing, supply of lenses, sunglasses, contact lenses, ophthalmologist in attendance, and general treatment. You can locate us at La Obsa Trade Fair, Spinters adjacent ICGC, before the Community 18 Junction, McCarthy Hill opposite Benji Lodge, not Kanishi, Swan Lake opposite Greenhand Junction. At Chimota, you will find them inside the Densua Plaza, and in Takrade, they are on the Axim Road opposite the CBG Bank Hall. They are opposite the Housing Junction, Kumasi, located at the airport runabout. And when you go to Kolibu, they are opposite the ECG, and in Koforidua, they are on the Central Hospital Road. Meridian Plaza, inside Community 1, that's where you'll find them in Tema. Contact us on 0302-939-850, 0302-939-850 or 0302-778-827. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Baby, think about it, girl. And Yay! Yamvita infant cereal with milk is fortified with NutriV, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, iron, and calcium to aid in your baby's healthy growth. It comes in three delicious flavors, maize and wheat, rice and wheat variants, and three unique pack sizes, 50 gram, 400 gram tea, and the 350 gram block bottom pouch. Get the pack size that best suits your family needs. Yamvita, a delicious way to grow. And when we talk about spices, the only thing that should come to mind is Sankofa Natural Spices. What's the D-D-E-E? If you love your health and want to live long and well, then it's about Sankofa Natural Spices. Remember our forefathers weren't eating chemicals and all of those things. Their food was very natural, and that's what has kept them really very healthy. So we have them in jollof, stew, fish, chicken, and the beef, curry, ginger, garlic, spaghetti, noodles. The price is also very affordable. Don't play with your health, though. Go ahead and choose Sankofa Natural Spices for your tasty and healthy meal. Sankofa Natural Spices, DDEA, for bulk purchase, 055-560-3143. Sankofa Natural Spices. Remember, your health is your wealth. Sankofa Natural Spices, DDEA. And as we talk about becoming Mr. and Mrs., remember one of the things that is really very critical and important is where you live. So let me tell you about the EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair. You need this information. It's part of becoming Mr. and Mrs. After successfully hosting the Achimota Mall Clinic, that's the 2023 edition of the EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair, we are again gearing up for the second clinic at the West Hills Mall this August. 4th to Sunday, the 6th of August 2023. Remember, 4th is a holiday, right? The kind of love that makes it's one of the places you should be spending your date times. Go there and be inspired. Ask of how you can acquire land. I remember that last week we said that don't start doing husband and wife duties when you are not married. So don't buy it together. But have all the questions, start saving individually towards it, and when the time comes, go. But you should be there. You should be there. You'll go and have, I mean, beautiful display of houses. I mean, whether you want to buy, whether you want to build, and every single thing you need about where you will live, your home, raising your children in that space that you will always go and come back to is very important. So this 4th to 6th of August, we'll be at the West Hills Mall. We are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. You do not have an excuse. This year's exhibition is under the theme Home Ownership, Affordability, Comfort or Luxury. Visit the clinic and engage the providers in the housing value chain on all your housing needs. I have told you that already. So for exhibition inquiries, you want to call 0540-110389 or 0244-260-53. First number, 054-011-0389 and 0244-260-653. There will be daily giveaways by sponsors. You need it as well. The EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair is in partnership with EcoBank and the Pan-African Bank and the Planned City Extension Project from Cities and Habitats Rent to Own, and sponsored by Elegant Homes and General Construction Limited, where quality meets value. Global Lighting, your solutions to quality lighting. Clifton Homes, beautiful homes, wise investment. Visit City. Oh, visit cliftonghana.com today. Syntex thanks Eye Strong, Eye Tough. Gold Key Properties, building prestige since 1997. Springfield Estates,
where dreams are built. Virtual Security Complete Security Solutions and Virtual InfoSec Africa Security Solutions by Design. Home ownership, affordability, comfort or luxury, it's all in your hands. Now I will come back to the studio, and in a bit I will also be talking to my beautiful friends from Ship Healthcare Medical Center. I will be having a conversation with them because they are part of the people supporting us on the journey to becoming Mr. and Mrs. And we will have short conversations with them on what to expect from them on the game. But let me come back to ask Lawyer Painter. I was asking that when you start developing those feelings, I mean, what do you do?
The Bible says in Proverbs 11:14, says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So that anytime that you find yourself in that kind of situation, anxiety, I've already explained that of the two situations, one just requires that you talk to people, those in the institution. You look out for those who've been married for long. You look out for, and they can talk to you about it. And it's talking about the first kind of anxiety and those things. It reminds me of something that really happened. I recall that when my first daughter, who was quite young, me and my wife, both of us, of course, we are greenhorns, and there was this day that my daughter was just crying and crying, uncontrollable, and nothing could happen. I was quite worried. So I remember I happened to fall in a chat with a friend of mine. I was talking to him about my daughter's unceasing crying. You know what he said? He said, oh, but you should be happy about that. I said, why? He said, no. I mean, if a child is crying that loud and worried, it means she has healthy lungs. You know, so it cannot be anything wrong with the child. She has such strong lungs or healthy lungs that she can cry that way. You should be happy about it. You know, it's a very funny way, you know, but so that the kind of anxiety people have, they are natural, like my dear lady said. So they are so natural. And when you begin to talk to other people, they will just say, oh, come on, this is natural. Anybody who's getting, anybody who gets into this institution without being a little concerned must be examined for one thing or the other. That person must be very reckless. So with the first kind of anxiety, this whole business about, am I getting into the right thing? I mean, what about all the things that they are saying and stuff? That one is cool. You can talk to people. They can give you assurance. They can tell you what really happens and so forth and so on. But in the second kind of thing, the second kind of nagging feeling, those red signs and whatever, it is a sign and a signal to stop everything that you are doing and reconsider your decision, to begin with. That one, you don't really need, because sometimes we can see the danger signals. You see, I love guys. You know what they do? The man smokes, the man drinks, and he doesn't even hide it from you. You know, he comes around, he doesn't even pretend. So what you see is what you get. And if I worried about a man drinking whatever, come on, don't go further than what you see, because don't believe. Even the Bible talks, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Never ever think that you're going to marry a weed smoker, you know you already smoke weed, and somehow under some power that you have or under some influence that you have, you're going to work this man out of that habit that he has created over his lifetime. And also some of the signals are too clear. But at the end of the day, please, either way, it requires an honest conversation by both parts. You know, sometimes we've got a history, sometimes we've got a past, and the women are the worst culprits when it comes to these things. The woman has had a failed marriage once. She has a hidden child. When she was growing up, for no fault of hers, she was impregnated. She had a child. Maybe the parents took the child away. So if some people think that child is even her sibling, and so forth and so on. She's now finished the university, whatever. She's met the love of her life. And now the real issue is whether to talk to the guy about it. I've known by experience that a lot of women, you see, maybe the first thing I need to say is that, and please, I say this on authority, when a man loves you, it doesn't matter whether you are one-eyed or whatever. It does not matter the deformity. Come on. Whatever it is, he loves you. As long as he knows
who you are. But hide the slightest thing from the man, and then that triggers a whole chain of things and begin to wonder what else he doesn't know. Mm. So please, it's an open conversation that people must have. So if you're, what hinders you, what creates anxiety is the discovery of this man, of this hidden past of mine, please talk about it.
Because
I believe I need to lead the other lady to talk about it. But the long and short that I want to make out of this thing is that if there is anything in your life that you believe that you cannot talk about, even a hurt, you know, in the relationship, don't forget that we've got friendship, courtship, marriage. And along the line, the person must have done something that possibly people consider as unforgivable. If we really can't talk about it and there can be a clear understanding between the two of you, please, you are leaving something in the package that may come up somewhere along the line. So, long and short is open conversation. First, examine your own motives. Number two, talk about people who know or who ought to know. I'm talking marriage counselor. And please, for the Christians, I'm talking to them about Christian counselors. Because I'm telling you that some of the people are the worst people you can talk to. My father was one. You couldn't have talked that. Because, see, my father married, my mother was having children all over the place. And once I had a conversation, Kweku, you know, as for me, I'm worried because you have not made up your mind. But you're a man, and if you want to marry two or whatever, it's your choice. Can you believe that?
Like, I've been told, you know what?
Yes.
I wouldn't let you give out all the apple. Because on the day, we still have a lot to say.
So, not everybody is good when even it comes to this counseling advice. Great. So, look out for counselors. Look out for Christian counselors. Look out for people who can talk to you from their experience, how they manage to live with their spouses for the entire period that you see. Not great. Everything that you see, even however glossy, is as gold. But right. Then they can tell you things that you can use to cross the bridges as you meet them. Yes.
Thank you. Ariel, I'll come to you shortly. But remember again that Yum Vita infant cereal with milk is fortified with Nutri-V and it contains 16 essential vitamins. And minerals including zinc, iron, and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in three delicious flavors, maize and wheat, rice and wheat variants, and in three unique pack sizes, the 50-gram, the 400-gram tea, and the 350-gram block bottom pouch. You and me, baby, I will be your... Get the pack size that best suits your family needs. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. This is for eternity, young. Okay, so I have my friends from Shape Healthcare Medical Center. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Okay. So
it's Shape Healthcare Specialist Medical Center.
Shape Healthcare Specialist Medical Center.
Yes.
And how is Dr. Sepuga?
He's well.
Great. Please tell him I miss him. How can I be here be missing my own doctor? But it's good to have you. Ariel, I'll be back to you very shortly.
Yeah.
So this is, you look very much like Hetty. Is she your sister?
Yes, please.
So I have Mrs. Angela Ofori and Mrs. Louisa Ansa. Am I right?
Miss Louisa Ansa.
Okay, so which one is Miss Louisa?
I am Miss Louisa.
And that's Mrs. Angela.
Angela.
You are very excited about the Miss and the Mrs.
She's attending the singles forum.
Yes, she is. She doesn't have a choice like that. Okay, so at Ship Healthcare, can we just say it that way?
Yes, please.
Okay, yes. Tell us what happens there. Because you are on board the single summit, right? You're on board, yes. And let's tell us a little bit about Ship Healthcare and what people should expect on the day.
Okay, so Ship Healthcare, we are all about empowering our clients. So we believe in providing excellent quality expert care for our clients. So we've been on board. Louisa will tell us more because she is
so mentally inclined. We are very passionate about relationships, mm-hmm. and as singles preparing to be misses, we would like to empower you medically for you to know everything about you as a single lady preparing to
both male and female needed, right?
Yeah. Both a single lady and a single man, you need to know what your body, everything within your body. You need to know your fertility status. Mm-hmm. You need to know if we would say your sickling status, if you are compatible for the person you are deciding to be with. And as a young man, you need to know if what you are producing as semen is good enough to have a baby. So we would have to, we are here to educate you on everything that you need to know about yourself before you become a Mrs. or a Mr. So that is why we are here. And then we have options also available that in case you become a couple and you are not ready to have babies yet, what do you do? Family planning services. We also have ladies that are waiting for Mr. Right, that whilst waiting for Mr. Right, as your age is advancing, what can you do? We have fertility preservation options. You can freeze your eggs. You can freeze your sperm. When you are ready to have babies, we are here for you. So we are going to give you all the education you need on this ride.
Daniela, freezing has come inside. You know, healthcare has I mean, the innovations in healthcare is just very amazing.
Yeah.
Because back then, I mean, who talks about freezing and all that?
Anyway, you know,
one of the interesting ones I also learned about is the fact that if you're inching close to marriage, like maybe your wedding night, and for the woman, your menses is about appearing, you can actually withhold it.
Yeah.
Until I'm like, okay, yo.
Because you don't want to have the baby immediately, you know?
No, not having the baby, but you know, that first experience when you're married. And then all of a sudden your nights, you are in red and all that. There are so many things happening around us these days that are very interesting.
Yeah.
And we'll be experiencing that. So who will be talking to us on the day?
So we have a lot of team members. We are ready. We have lab techs who educate us on the blood works. We have nurses who give us the education on what to expect as a woman or as a man.
But Dr. Sefoga will be
one of
our speakers.
Yes,
right?
our main man.
See, my experiences with Shape Healthcare has been with gynecological care, right? And it's been a very wonderful experience, you know. So I am actually recommending them to you. You want to put your contact out there so people can start asking questions and, you know, making the preparations ahead of the day. So let's have your contact and your location. And let me tell you, it's a very beautiful place. When you enter the place, you think you have entered a hotel or, you know, it's a very cool place, I tell you.
Yeah, Adam, so we don't just do gynecological.
No, I said my experience. Okay. Yes.
So we do pediatrics, we do urology, we do
total healthcare.
Yes, please. Everything
you need. Everything, so it's a whole hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just, you should see our ultra modern lab.
One stop shop.
But you won't take me there.
Oh.
Anytime you come around, we'll take you around to see.
We'll go on the tour.
Yeah.
It's a fully built hospital.
Beautiful.
Well equipped for everything you need to know on your health.
Beautiful. So let's have the contacts.
Yes, so you can reach us on 054-9262-100.
Okay.
Both on call and WhatsApp.
Repeat the number. 054-9262-100 or
0302-631-0. 880. So 0302-631-880.
All right.
Yes, please.
Angela and Louisa.
Yes.
I'd like to say a very big thank you to you for coming.
Thank you.
We'll be having further conversations, especially so on the day.
Yes, please.
And thank you so much. Enjoy your morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us, Edem.
Thank you for coming.
So we are actually located in Latebi Okoshi.
Let's buy a kosha.
On the Mamprovi Kaneshi Road.
Yeah.
Yes. You won't miss us.
Yes.
We are just
into, you know, the map.
Yes. Yes. We are on Google. Yes, so Google. You just... Shape healthcare and we'll straight to our clinic.
Oh, that problem.
And all the social media handles.
You're all over
Facebook
the place.
Yes. Shape Healthcare Specialist Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram as Shape Healthcare Medical Specialist Medical Center. And Twitter also as Shape Specialist
Medical Center.
Shape Specialist One. Okay. That's on Twitter.
Okay.
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Adam, for having us. We're looking forward to the 12th of August.
August, definitely. We are all geared up for it.
Hey, Miss Beloved, we are gathered here to join each other hand in hand.
Ariel will be wrapping up with us very soon. But let me also remind you that our much anticipated Showbiz Roundtable comes off this afternoon at 2 p.m. I am looking forward to that conversation. For me, anybody who is doing anything production related that will require sponsorship, radio, television, events, whatever, you know, that's a conversation for you. We are looking at how to access sponsorship, the dynamics of accessing sponsorship in the creative space. And we have fantastic speakers. You know, a special guest will be the Deputy Minister, Marco Kekumante. Latif Abubakar, the playwright, will be on the panel. Ivan Koshiga will be on the panel. Regina Ofori will be on the panel.
To speak out and interrupt this ceremony.
You have Baba Sadiq on the panel as well. Right, Lajapu of PhD Media will be there to speak as well. Uncle Lebo White will be speaking. Call it a masterclass and you won't be wrong. 2 p.m. Labadi Beach Hotel. But then we would want you to listen in on the radio and also watch on, you know, our social media handles will be live on YouTube and on Facebook.
Girl, you got the kind of love that makes a man like...
Attendance is full. But we are live on radio, so you want to tune in and listen. But once again, remember that our singles, you know, meeting is on the 12th of August, Best Western Plaza Hotel. If you're coming alone, it's 150 Ghana cedis. If you're coming in twos, it's 250 Ghana cedis. And it's not just for entry. It's just because we want to give you breakfast. We want you to be able to relax. You will network. You have giveaways. You just help head from our supporters from Shape and all our other sponsors, Marie's, Noel Spa and Salon, Niche, Goba Kente, they will all be there, you know, to tell you various things. It's going to be a one-stop shop when it comes to preparing for marriage. And the number to send your reservations through to is 059-288-9986. 059-288-9986. You want to make your reservations like now. Ariel. Ariel.
Yes.
What do you do? Yes, wrap it up for us. So what do you do when you begin to have all those feelings?
So the thing is, some of these feelings come up before the D-Day.
Mm.
And just like lawyer said, if you start having them before the D-Day, then seek help. But there are two things. There are solvable problems and there are unsolvable ones.
Mm-hmm.
The unsolvable ones that you may finally face is maybe the fundamental, character of your partner. That is an unsolvable one before you can get married. But the solvable ones are like maybe communication issues, money issues, who will do this, sharing responsibilities and all that. You should be able to get somebody to talk to. It's very important that if it starts happening before the marriage, talk to someone and find someone that you can talk to who is objective and can help you to be able to really know how to work on them when you finally get married. It's important that you just don't overlook them and go in. Now, it's okay to also open up to your partner that I'm having these feelings. And if they're also having one, they'll be able to share it with you. But it's important to always know that the unsolvable ones, love covers a multitude of sin, because there will be things that you can't solve. But running away from it doesn't really solve it either, because everybody you are going to meet will have a fundamental character that they are going to come with. So when you start having these feelings, if you know there are things that can be solved and it's you have a partner who is learnable, then maybe you can both come together and talk about it or seek help. Get a counselor, get a coach, talk to someone you know is a professional. I mean, if you talk to friends, they will just tell you what they would have done. It wouldn't be a proper support to guide you on what to do. So always seek out the right people to talk to. And that is one thing I find that a lot of us, hesitate to do. People don't like to go to the right places. We like talking to everybody else, but going to the right sort of support, maybe a counselor, a coach, a psychologist or something, who will be able to give you the step-by-step process of doing it. Now, it won't be easy to do it, because you need to communicate with somebody and get them to come on the same page. But by all means, seek help. If right. you start having these feelings before your marriage. On the D-Day, that one, if you run away, it's going to be even bigger problem for you. So, yeah, that is not something that I would say encouraged. Do on the D-Day.
All right.
Yes, because you've committed to it already. So you have to work on the solvable problems and make sure you are committed to what you want to do.
Thank you so much. It's been very educative. But finally, I'm asking you or encouraging you to enrich your breakfast with the nourishing goodness of Dano Milk Cool Cow Instant Powdered Milk. The rich taste of Dano Milk makes a perfect combination with your tea, your oats, your cocoa, and every other thing to give you that great...
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.